We're doing the Rambam, Igeret Teiman, page Kuf Chafein, the Masada of Kuk edition. Uchvar odiyanu abrei al yedei Daniel alav ha-shalom, and the Creator already let us know through Daniel, peace be upon him, shedavar ze atid liyot, that this is still going to happen, that there would be religions that would compete and claim that they've come with the new word of God. V'shebachit ha-dvar yamod adam v'igaleh dat shedidme ledat ha-emet. That ultimately, there would be a religion that would try to compare itself and would have similarities to the true religion. V'idaber gdolot, and he's going to say fantastic things. V'yomar, and he'd say, she'arda el avroch nevuah v'natan lo sefer, that he had prophecy and he was given a book. V'shediber aboreimo v'amar hu labore, and that the Creator spoke to him and he said back to the Creator. V'chayitze v'zeh me'arbot v'rav amar Daniel k'shesiper amidat melech Edom. And all kinds of things like this, Daniel recounted when he said over how the Edomite king would stand. And throughout, we find that Edom is representative of the Christianity, which is came to be represented by the Roman Empire. V'dima amidat meshuga, and Daniel also speaks of an allegory about how someone insane will stand up, and we already discussed who the Rambam means by that and why the Rambam refers to him that way. And how that king will ultimately overcome the Edomite king, the Persian king, and the Greek king. Meaning, there's a big machlokas in the Medrash. Who's going to win ultimately? The Muslims or the Christians? And there's a machloket in the Medrash. There's a machloket tanoim, who's going to win? There's going to be a war. And from the Medrash, it's mashma that the Muslims are going to win. The Rambam certainly goes that way. The Medrash brings different opinions, but the Rambam says the Muslims are going to win. Now, that could have been fulfilled in the Crusades. Meaning, all prophecies have the capacity for multiple interpretations, and we'd like to think we already passed this stage of the world. So when Daniel describes how the Muslim kingdom will overcome the Christian kings, so then he describes it as lekeren tzomacha cheocha vegodla. He describes it as a horn that grows and grows bigger and bigger, as the masses and individuals can take the time and see in the verses in Daniel. These are things that were revealed in the world. These are things that have already happened, it seems, the Rambam says. You can't understand these verses any other way than their simple understanding. You see, Daniel says, "Mistakal aveita, aveit, I was looking bekarnaya in the horn. Valuker nachori zeira silkat benehon. There was the small horn that started growing among the other horns. Utlat min karnaya kadmayata it akamin kodama. And the three original horns were uprooted from before this fourth horn that rose. Valu einin keinei nasha bekarnada. And behold, this fourth horn that started out so small started growing, and the other three were uprooted because of it. And this horn that grew had eyes like human eyes. And it had a mouth. Oh, did it have a mouth? That mouth spoke such big things. If you look closely at the wisdom of this allegory, you'll see amazing things. Amar Daniel said, he saw the small horn growing. And as he was standing there in awe, how come it's growing so long? And how did it knock down the first three horns? Till he suddenly saw, oh, that horn has human eyes. And a mouth that says great things. Klomar, shaomed azeh idame dat shetidme ladat ha-elokit. What he's saying is that the one who will rise from that horn represents, he will initiate a religion that will be comparable to God's religion. V'yomar shehu navi, and he will claim that he, in fact, is a prophet. V'yarbe dvarim, and he's going to have a lot to say. ובהר לנו דניאל שכוונתו תהיה להפר ולבטל התורה הזאת שבידינו והתכוון לשנותה. And Daniel explained that his true intent will be to undo the Torah that we have in our hands. His real goal is going to be to change it. Shekin amar, that's what Daniel says. V'yisbar lehashnaya zimnin v'dat. And he will strive. He will think about how he can change the times and the religion. V'yityavun bidei adidan v'idanin uflagidan. And they will be given into his hands till a time and times and half a time. Daniel doesn't tell us what he means. Daniel, and the Creator, blessed be He, explained to Daniel that God Himself will ultimately annihilate him after His greatness, after His longevity, He and whatever remains from the other nations, from His predecessors, will all be wiped out by Hashem personally.